while tonight. I want to skip over this verse of scriptures, going through Hebrews chapter 11, verse 22. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 22. It's amazing how God just keeps showing you things from verses that you read over and over and over and over. You start meditating on the scriptures. The Holy Spirit of God always enlightens you and shows you something different. It's amazing that you read the Bible many, many times, and then you say, well, I never seen that before, because you know God enlightened you then. We couldn't stand it if he gave it all to us at one time. But he gives us something every time we read the Bible. We appreciate that so much. So we have here tonight old Joseph, voice from a box of bones. You ever walk through an old family graveyard? Most of us have an old cemetery or graveyard that our family and loved ones are buried in. You ever walk through the graveyard and just kind of remember back to our loved ones and maybe our families and friends and look at old tombstones? You know, they'll talk to you. Go to the old family cemetery. They'll talk to you. And the same way that old Joseph's bones talked to our generation and talked to his generation. As we visit our grave, example of faith, as we look at this faith from old Joseph, and we look back at these old graves. If you go through the graveyard, your grandfather and your great-grandfather and mother and all your grandparents, as you look at these graves, and most of them will talk to us, and they'll tell us whenever little was much in most of the graves, little was much. When they believed on the Word of God, you know, we have been got away from the Word of God. They had faith to keep going, and they had faith that God was going to take care of them. Most of them was farmers. That's about all that was in this part of the country was farming. And they had no security except God. Now today, you know, we try to put our security in everything but God. But when little was much, these old cemeteries and old tombstones, old graveyard, they'll talk to you if you just take time to go out and visit. As we talk about faith, Christian life is going to be directly proportioned to your faith. So our Christian life, Jesus said, according to your faith, be it unto you. So our faith is going to be according to a portion of the Word of God and how we believe the Word of God. So Joseph, as he talks to us tonight from this box of bones, and as you think back, and one of these days, you know, if Jesus Christ don't come back, that just may be some of your family, friends, relatives, and neighbors may be walking through the graveyard, and they may be looking at your tombstone. And what will it say to that generation? I remember whenever I was small, we'd always go through them cemeteries, and we had a lot of respect. You know, you weren't supposed to step on a grave. You always had great respect for the graveyard. And we'd read you know, and just think about how people got along back in the 1800s and early 1900s, and, you know, how they just depended on God. And I tell you, they really depended on God, because that's all they had to depend on. And so we've got away from God. But as you think about it, as I think about some of my grandparents and great-grandparents, as they farmed, and maybe they were so satisfied to have a crib, a small crib of corn and a sweet potato bank and maybe a jug of syrup or two and a smokehouse. They was considered blessed, really blessed, and they was, you know. But they depend on God. When they planted that crop, they had to depend on God, and that God would take care of them, and God always did. So as you go through that old cemetery and you look at these old tombstones, and they'll talk to you and they'll tell you about faith in God. You know, they had it rough and they had it hard, but God always took care of them. So these voice from a box of bones or a graveyard, I tell you, if you listen, they'll talk to you. Let's see what it says tonight from old Joseph's box of bones. By faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandments concerning his bones. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for the precious word of God. It means so very, very much to us. And thank you for, Lord, letting us realize that. How, Father, that you didn't leave us alone in this old world, but you gave us a comfort, the Holy Spirit of God, but also the comfort is the Word of God that, Lord, that the Spirit of God takes to our hearts. So We want to thank you, Lord, that you speak to us through the Word of God. Here this night, Lord, we just pray, God, as we think about what our old bones might say to the next generation. If you don't come back in, Lord, take us all to heaven. But if we go through the grave, Lord, we just want to be thankful, God, that we know where we're going. After we leave this old body, we're going to be with you, Jesus. So we just want to thank you and praise you for all these many blessings in the name of Jesus here this night. Amen, amen. Hebrews chapter 11 really is to encourage us. Joseph lived as a great man, and you know what? The proof of it, he died as a great man. In that verse 22, he gave commandments concerning his bones. Now, the background, whenever Joseph gave this commandment, the children of Israel, you know, they went down into Egypt, and they stayed there 400 years. Well, this is about maybe 100 years after they went down into Egypt, and Joseph was a prime minister. He was second in command of the most powerful nation in the world at that time, the known world, that was Egypt. They had the power. So old Joseph there was prime minister. And the Old Testament gives us several chapters in the life of Joseph. But when it comes to the New Testament, the Holy Spirit of God only gave us only this one verse, and this commandment he gave concerning his bones is all he got to say. But those bones says a lot about Joseph and his faith, and says a lot for us today. What is that it says to us today? I said Joseph said it was in Egypt and the Israelites. But he said, you're all going to leave here one of these days. Y'all going to leave. And I'm going to die. Joseph said, I'm going to die. And the body, my old body, he said, it's going to turn to dust. And you know what? The bones will be the only thing that remains. But when you go into Canaan, he said, you take my bones with you. Now, Joseph knew that he was going to die, as we know today. We know that we're going to die. If Jesus Christ don't come back and rapture us out, we're going to die. Joseph knew that, but he was ready to die. Now, see, if you're afraid of death, there's two things that's wrong. One thing, if you're afraid of death, you're afraid of the power of old Satan, which Jesus Christ has took his power away from him. And another thing, you know, if you're afraid, you really don't understand what Jesus Christ has done for us. Because, see, whenever we close our eyes of death, we'd be more alive than we are right now, I can assure you. That's what the Word of God tells us. And they always say you're not ready to live till you're ready to die. I'm learning more all about that all the time as I'm going through life. Now, we may be afraid of the act of dying. We may be afraid of the act of dying, but we're not afraid of the consequences of death. There's a lot of difference in that. The act and the consequences of death. Because, see, we know if you're a Christian, a child of God, we don't have to worry about the consequences of death because we're not going to stay in that old grave. Because it said they're going to have grace for every hour. I know, you know, a lot of times that you have something, maybe you have a little pain in the chest or you have some different problems. And have you ever been afraid, this might be it for me? Have y'all ever had anything like that happen to you? Well, this might be it for me. Is this the one that's coming? Like that old television, you know, had the old big one. What was his name? I can't think of the name. Yeah, that was him. Here it comes, you know. Yeah, you know, and sometimes, you know, we have this, and we don't know if it's going to be right there or not. You get a little bit afraid, and you get a little bit nervous and get anxiety. I've had it happen to me. But the thing about it is, the reason I'm afraid and anxiety comes over me because I'm not dying. I'm not dying. Because it said there'd be grace, manifold grace, all different colors of grace for every hour. There's grace that I have never used before, and a kind of grace that I've never used before, and I'll only use it one time, and that's dying grace. That'll be different than I've ever experienced. Be different than you've ever experienced. Manifold grace. You know, mankind is the only creature that God created that knows he's going to die. We're the only one that knows we're going to die, but we try desperately to forget it. As Brother Marshall had been to the funeral today, and we go to funerals and cemeteries and how they put flowers out. And really, few people don't really like to even go to funerals. They don't want to be around it. They don't want to be around funerals. And we have fewer and fewer people all the time that don't want to go to funerals. There are very few people that really watch someone else die. I know as a pastor, I had several opportunities to be with people when they pass from this life to another life, and It's something, it's very, very spiritual experience for each and every one of you. If you ever have that experience. But we don't want to talk about death. And just like here tonight, this is a subject that we need to talk about, but we don't want to talk about death. But Joseph was not afraid to talk about it. But we try to do everything we can. You talk about death, and you know what? Most of the time people change the subject like you change the channel on your television when you talk about death, because we really don't want to be around it. But if you know Jesus Christ, death is really not our enemy. It's not our enemy. It's our friend to usher us into the presence of Jesus Christ. Now, what else could be any better than that? Going through the door of death. Well, these talking bones, Joseph had great faith, and he believed in the resurrection. And when Joseph mentioned about this, you're going to leave Egypt, and when you do, you take my bones with you. Like I say, they've been there about 100 years. And I mean, they had no reason to even think about leaving Egypt. I mean, they had it made. He was second in command. They was living in the garden spot of the known world at that time. I mean, they could have anything they want. Man, they had it made. But you see, he knew something they didn't know. God already said in the Word of God, you're going to leave this place. You're going to Canaan land. You just stop and know him for a short 400 years, then you go and leave. Well, he believed in the resurrection. Now, don't think the resurrection is just for Christians. That's where a lot of people make mistakes. Don't think the resurrection is just for Christians, because they're going to be a resurrection for everybody. Old Testament, New Testament, saints of God, sinners. Daniel chapter 12 and 2 says, and many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awaken, some to everlasting life and some to the shame and everlasting contentment. Hebrews 9:27, and it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. There's going to be a resurrection. There's going to be a resurrection of the saved, and there's going to be a resurrection of the lost. And we won't get into all that tonight, but to start with, like, for you see what old Joseph had this great faith, remember his bones, because faith, he says, remember the unbreakable promises of God. That's really, he had great faith, because of unbreakable promises of God. Now, see, God's promised us the same thing that he's promised Joseph, that we're going to be in a resurrection. Joseph knew this. And you have to go back to Genesis chapter 50, where most of this story starts at, and verse 22 on down to 26. It says, Joseph dwelt in Egypt, he and his father's house, and Joseph lived 110 years. And Joseph saw Ephraim's children of the third generation. That means his great-grandkids. He saw them, great-grandkids and grandkids. The children also of Machir, the son of Manasseh, were brought upon Joseph's knee. He was playing with his kids and his grandkids and the great-grandkids. And Joseph said unto his brother, I die, and God will surely visit you and bring you out of this land into a land which he has swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Joseph. And Joseph took an oath of the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and ye shall carry up my bones from hence. So Joseph died, being 110 years old, and they embalmed him, and he was put in a coffin in Egypt. He says, you're going to leave here, and when you do, you carry my bones with you. I don't want to be caught dead in this place. So they carried him away. Why was Joseph so sure? Because he knew the Word of God. God made a promise to Abraham 300 years before that time that they was going down, but they're going to come back out of that land. It's all there in the Bible for us to understand. Genesis chapter 15, 13 and 14 tells us about old Abraham. And he said unto Abraham, know of surety that the seed shall be scattered in a land that is not theirs. I was talking about Egypt. And shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. God said, this is what's going to happen. And also that nation whom thou shall serve, I will judge, and afterward they shall come out with great substance. I'm going to judge that nation of Egyptians, but they're going to come out. God said it, and Joseph believed it. That's all it took. When God says it, that's all it is for us to do. To understand the unbreakable promise of God, he said for us today. You know what it says in John 14, 2 and 3? In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you into myself, that where I am, there you may be also. That's a promise to you and I today that Jesus Christ is coming back for the rapture of the church. That's just as much a promise for us as Joseph knew that promise was, when you leave this land, the care of my bones with you, because I want to be in the resurrection. And there's several other reasons why he wanted to do this. You have the Word of God. But in order to have Bible faith, you know what? It comes from the Word of God. As we know that Romans 10 and 17 tells us, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. God has told us, you know what? I'm going to be raptured up one of these days, either through the grave or either whenever I'm walking around. I don't know which one it's going to be. But God's got the power to do that. That's what's going to happen. I believe in the resurrection. And that's what's going to happen. And I have this faith because the Word of God told me that. It's not my feeling. Now remember, faith's not positive thinking. It's not following a hunch, hoping that the best will happen, or, you know, just self-confidence, or wishing upon a star like a lot of people do, or crossing your fingers and hope it's going to come out all right. Faith is believing on what God has said. That's what it is. That's what faith is. You see, a lot of people have this faith, that faith, all kind of faith, but biblical faith has to be based on what God has said, and then you act on it. Many, many people are getting away from that, acting upon it. Now, ask you a question. Do you have weak faith, or do you have strong faith? Do you have weak faith, or do you have strong faith? How is it measured? It's measured by your knowledge and the love of God and love of God's Word. That's how your faith is measured. Loving the things of God. When you love God and love the Word of God and the things of God, your faith will grow. You will have strong faith. Faith comes by what? Hearing the Word of God. That's the reason I said, you know what? We need to have more time together. We need to have more time to worship. We need more time to read. We need to have more time to pray. Because that's when your faith grows. And you shall have strong faith. So just faith remembers the unbreakable promises of God. That's what Joseph was depending on. And I'm going to tell you what. As you go through that old cemetery, and those people that had their old Bible, never been to seminary school, I'm going to tell you, an old grandma on a front porch somewhere, or a grandpa reading their Bible, they had more knowledge of God than a lot of people that come from these great seminar schools today. Because it's not because of the school, it's because getting to be with God. And they had strong faith. And they said, well, I don't know if it's going to rain or not. I don't know if we're going to make enough of corn to make it another year or not, but God's going to take care of us. And they'd get that old Bible down, and they'd read that old Bible. And God would give them a rock foundation of faith that they could fight a war if they needed to, and they did. Because of the Word of God. God said it, and they believed it, and that settled it. And I tell you, we need to get back to the Word of God. Faith relies on the unshakable power of God. The power of God. When you have the promise, somebody gives you a promise, you need to have someone that gives you the power to fulfill that promise. I might make you a lot of promises, I don't have the power to fulfill them, but when God makes you a promise, he has the power to fulfill that promise. He made Joseph and the nation of Israel a promise. And there's nothing, nothing, nothing can keep God, his promise, from coming true. When he promised you something, it's going to happen. It's already in the mind of God. Has it already been done? Now, God sees us. Now, this is a promise. I don't know what we're supposed to get. This is a promise. That when, you know what? He's going to make us all like Jesus Christ. That's what it is. He's going to make us all like Jesus. When he shall appear, we shall be like him. According to God, it's already done. It's already done. So there's nothing can stop you from being like Jesus Christ. It's going to happen. Predestination to be like Jesus. Joseph believed that. He believed it. Take my bones with you, he said. Take my bones, the power. Genesis chapter 50 and 24, I just read it. And Joseph said unto his brethren, I die, and God will surely visit you and bring you out of this land into a land which he swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. To Jacob. He said, that's what's going to happen. So whenever I die, you just put me in an old box of bones and wait, because it's going to happen. Because, see, Joseph's faith was not diminished by circumstances, nor appearances. I want you to look at our country. I want you to look at what's happening in our world. But God's will is going to be done. And he promised you a promise, and it's going to be fulfilled. Regardless of, we look around us, we see the circumstances and these appearances of things, but it don't matter. The nation of Israel was down there in Egypt, and I tell you what, they had some bad circumstances. But God brought them through like he said he would, and God's going to bring us through. When Joseph gave this commandment, Israel, man, I'm going to tell you, they didn't have a bit of reason to leave Egypt, like I said. Man, they had it made. Favorite place in the world. They had everything they needed. But we need to examine the Word of God in light of the day, society, and the circumstances around us today. Rely on the unshakable power of God. Facts and not feelings. Y'all ever read about Martin Luther? You probably hadn't. I'm not talking about Martin Luther King, neither. Martin Luther has started a great... somebody thinking about Martin Luther King. No, he was a Roman Catholic monk. And he was reading and studying the book of Romans. And he was had a brilliant mind. And in fact, he's responsible, you know, for us having the Protestant faith we have today in the movement. And he was walking up and down the steps, and you know what, he was quoting the book of Romans, and he got to think, you know, he'd done all these good works that they teach, you know, as these monks, they do all these good works and penance and everything else. And he was quoting them scriptures, and he come down, you know, the just shall live by faith, the just shall live by faith. And you know, the Holy Spirit of God turned a light on like he does to you whenever you was lost, you got saved. If the just shall live by faith, why in the world am I trying to do good works for? You know, they kicked him out of the Catholic Church and liked to kill him and wanted to put him to death because, you know what, he denounced that faith. He said, the jest, that goes a long way. Are you jest or not? He knew what jest was because jest, you may be justified by Jesus Christ, and you are the jest. And the jest, that's us, that's him. We live by faith. That took me a long time to get that into my mind because I believe in faith to be saved, but I don't know about being faith to keep on going. But see, it's after you get saved and right on, right on, right on, the just shall live by faith. So, as we see the same thing here today, spiritual birth certificate. He knew this. You know what your spiritual birth certificate is? John chapter 5 and verse 24, and I'll read that for you. It says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth the word of God. Now, you've heard the word of God or you wouldn't be saved. And believe on him that sent me. You believed on Jesus Christ, didn't you? Have everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death into life. That's your spiritual birth certificate in that verse of scripture. So if old Satan tried to get you to doubt your salvation, pull that scripture out and read it to him. That's just all you have to do. Not by circumstances, not by emotions or feelings, not by delays. Joseph's faith was solid on the word of God. 300 years, he says, you take my bones. You see, because time, you see the old graveyard, I said, as you walk in, and my forefathers' graveyard, but time cannot erode away the promises of God. Don't matter how long they've been in that graveyard, and don't matter how long that you're going to be in that grave if you go through the grave. Time shall not erode away the promises of God. 300 years after that, after he made this commandment about his bones, time shall not erode the promises of God. Habakkuk 2 and 3, it says, for the vision is yet for appointed time, and the end is shall speak, and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry. It's going to come, as God said it's going to come to us today. It also says in 2 Peter 3 and 3, knowing this first, that there shall be coming in these last days scoffers, walking after their own lust. It means people making fun of the things of God. And saying, where's the promise of his coming? You know, people don't believe in the second coming of Jesus Christ. There are a lot of people, and I tell you what, there's a lot of churches that don't even preach the second coming of Jesus Christ. For since the Father fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. But beloved, be not ignorant of one thing, that one day is with the Lord 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. Verse 9 says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. It will come. It will come. And then the third thing it says, you know, faith, after you have this unbreakable promise of God, you have this unshakable power of God, and then your faith rests in the unmistakable peace of God. That's so good. Now, why was Joseph having so much peace? Have you ever played with your grandkids? Some of you great can. That's so much fun to have grandkids. Y'all know that? Everybody always told me, you know what? If you didn't know there was that much fun, you'd have them first. You know, I've always heard that. Playing with them grandkids. I really, really enjoy God blessing me to see my grandkids. And I know you do too. And your great-grandkids. Somebody might have great-great-grandkids. I don't know. Now here he is having fun playing with his grandkids. And mention about his death. You know, where did he get all this peace from? Remember the promise of God, the power of God, and also the peace of God. And there was no panic. And you won't have no panic. Exodus 13, 18 and 19 said, but God led the people about through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea. And the children of Israel went up harmless out of the land of Egypt. And Moses took the bones of Joseph 300 years later with him, for he had straightly sworn the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and you should carry up my bones away hence. Now, Moses didn't go into the promised land, remember, but now Joseph said, carry my bones to the promised land, but Moses couldn't go to the promised land. But now, there's another man to come to take over. His name was what? Joshua. In Joshua chapter 24 and verse 32, it says, and the bones of Joseph, which the children of Israel brought up out of Egypt, buried there in Shechem. Just as God said, it's going to happen. And Joseph said, it's going to happen, and it did. 300 years later, now you see they've been in Egypt for 400 years. Time to go out. Okay, Moses said, all right, get old Joseph's bones and that old coffin. We're going to take him. We're going to take them bones out. As I said, Moses didn't go all the way, but he carried him right up to the borderland, and then Joshua took over. The voice from the box of bones, the promise of the Lord, the power of God, and also, you know, the peace of God is wrapped up in the voice of the bones that you visit your graves of your loved ones, and they'll talk to you. Why didn't they just go ahead and bury Joseph in Egypt? They could have made a great pyramid for him, you know. Well, Joseph wanted to be a part of what God was up to. He wanted to be a part of what God was up to. He wanted to be linked with God's people and the things of God. Now, as I tell you, you go back to these, and I got memories now of some old saints of Pleasant Hill having a hard time getting down the aisle of that old church over there. I could call some name, but I won't. You know, they had faith to keep on going because they wanted to be linked. And you know what? Our senior adults, they make every effort to be here. You know why? Because they same reason old Joseph Bones, they want to be linked to the things of God and the ways of God. And I tell you, that's the reason we're here tonight. Because you want to be linked to the things of God. You know, Sunday school, Wednesday night, whatever it might be. And be a part of that. So what do you want to be remembered for whenever they put you in that grave and somebody visits your grave? Joseph knew there was a great getting up day. John 5 and 28. Marvel not at this, for the hour is come in which all that are in these graves shall hear his voice, and shall come forth they that have done good unto resurrection of life, they have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Lazarus, come forth. He'll call your name one day. He'll call my name one day. Psalm 17 and 15 says, as for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awaken with thy likeness. We're going to be like Jesus. And now Psalm says, I'll be satisfied. I tell you what, you'll be satisfied too. You'll be satisfied. And then Philippians 2 and 10, great verse of Scripture, that at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee shall bow of things in heaven, things on earth, and things under the earth. And that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. 3 and 21 says, who shall change our vile body that it may be fashioned unto his glorious body according to the work whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. Listen to the box of bones. Listen to those tombs as you go through the graveyard. You see, some people think so they might go in that old grave and pull dirt over their face and hide from God. But you see, death, they still can't hide from God. Paul says, you know what? There's going to come a time when the dead are going to hear the voice of God. Talking about the saints, one day you're going to hear that voice of God. It says in the Word of God, the same promises he made to Joseph. 1 Corinthians 15 and 55, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, but the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be unto God, which giveth us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And then it says, you know, we are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Sound like a funeral service today, don't it? I know Brother Marshall might have quoted these same verses of Scripture today or either heard them. Egypt had a generation that knew not Joseph. Then for about 300 years they had tragedy, had slavery, taskmasters, adversary, misery. They didn't know if they could hardly bear it or not. Went through great tragedy as a nation, as probably no other nation ever have. And I can just imagine some mother and father when they thought they had gone as far as they can go in this slavery they was in every day, and they knew they're bringing their kids up into nothing but pure slavery, and seeing they had nothing to look forward to, you know what they'd say? Boys and girls, let's take a trip. We're going to go down there to the temple. We're going to go down where Joseph's bones is. And they go down there and see these box of bones. And Joseph said, we're going to leave here one day. They had a box of bones, but he said, we're going to leave here one day. And take his bones with you. You know, that gave them the courage to keep going. The box of bones, he says, the box of bones talking to them. And the box of bones is telling that young generation there in Egypt, it's not going to be forever. It's not going to be forever. You see, I can tell you this hour, it's not going to be forever. It's not going to be forever. And he said, don't get settled down here in this old world. Don't get settled down in Egypt. Don't get settled down in this old world, because it's not going to be forever. You see, the voice from a box of bones, you just remember this unbreakable promise of God and rely on the unshakable power of God. And I'm going to tell you, then you can rest in the unmistakable peace of God. I tell you, this is really going to happen. Just a box of bones. Just no cemetery visit to help you so much. Take a trip sometime or another. You got this one ready. Time is almost up. I know this is not a subject we like to hear, but a subject we need to hear. You ever think about dying? We don't like to think about dying, but we know we're going to one of these days. Old Joseph wasn't worried about it. I ain't worried about it. Are you worried about it? If our life is right with the Lord, we ain't got to worry. Brother Barry, for just a moment, just close your eyes. In just a moment, just going to have a little silent prayer.